Case number 12903, Potnets Homes LLC seeks variances from the separation distance and rear yard setback requirements for existing structures. Sections 115-25 and 115-172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of Beach Plum Road within the Potnets Bayside Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 34362 Beach Plum Road in Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 30, Parcel 2. The applicant is seeking a 5.51-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed shed or the existing shed and the existing carport on lot 468. And we have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail or we do have some mail returns. I don't have the number. 10 or so.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, I'm back.
And just for the record, this is Lincoln Davis, who was previously sworn in this evening. Did I get that right?
That is correct. Again, my name is Lincoln Davis. I represent the applicant, Potnets Homes, LLC, in our variance application for the new home constructed at 34362 Beach Plum Road in Potnets Bayside, Long Neck, Delaware. We request that a variance be granted to allow a temporary reduction of the 20-foot minimum separation distance between the new shed and a carport that is located on adjacent lot number 468. And we are asking for the 20-foot distance to be temporarily reduced to 14.49 feet. To address the five criteria for variance, I'll summarize the statements from our application. The uniqueness of the property. The subject property, lot 467, contains a newly constructed home with a detached 14 by 14 shed. The new home and shed were constructed within all 10-foot building setback lines. However, a pre-existing carport enclosure is located on the adjacent home site, lot number 468, which is only 4.49 feet from the property boundary. That this significant encroachment has existed in Potnets for an estimated 30-year period makes it somewhat unique. The second criteria, that because of physical circumstances, the property cannot otherwise be developed. To bring the property on lot 468 into compliance with 10-foot setbacks, the carport enclosure would need to be removed. We believe the removal would create a hardship condition with the loss of conditioned space and the loss of a covered parking area. The third criteria, that the variance was not created by the applicant. We estimate that the carport and enclosure was constructed over 30 years ago. This estimate is based on construction materials and when certain record keeping began at Potnets. This improvement was never added to the master layout files for Potnets, and we did not recognize that until after the home and shed on lot 467 were complete, and we started preparing to apply for a certificate of occupancy. The fourth criteria, that the variance, if granted, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The carport and enclosure on lot 468 has been in place for several decades, and it has never caused detriment to adjacent properties, homeowners, property values, or the public. As a pre-existing condition within Potnets, it is already reflective of the character of the neighborhood. The fifth criteria is that we are seeking the minimum variance. If this board grants a variance, it will be a temporary condition. The variance will eventually self-correct, as this homeowner's lease is not transferable and will expire upon the sale or transfer of the home through the homeowner's estate. At that time, Potnets would acquire the existing home and replace it with a newly constructed home inside the 10-foot building setback lines. This event would permanently correct the variance. Finally, I wanted to state that based upon the feedback of county staff, we did remove a trash can enclosure that was located on the side of the new 14 by 14 shed, which was nearest lot 468. And after removing it, we did send your staff a replacement survey and replacement photographs. And additionally, at the request of county staff just this morning, we field verified the building separation distance between the new home on lot 467 and the nearest home behind it on lot 465. Those measurements showed that the two homes are at least 20 feet apart. On behalf of Potnets Homes, I respectfully request that our variance submission be approved, allowing a 14.49 foot separation to exist between the shed constructed on lot 467 and the carport constructed on lot 468. And that concludes my remarks, and I'm happy to take any questions.
Thank you. Questions? Am I understanding correctly that someday in the distant future, Potnets Homes intends to take possession of the shed and then move it or remove it or something to fix that?
The shed on the new property, we intend for that to stay in place. The condition was caused over 30 years ago by the home constructed on lot 468, where a carport was constructed within 5 feet of the property boundary. Rather than place the burden on those homeowners to come seek a variance with you, we decided to take that burden on ourselves as Potnets Homes and seek a variance for the separation between our new shed and the 30-year-old carport.
Yeah, I was just trying to understand the point you were making about it being temporary. I didn't get that.
Some of the oldest leases written within Potnets, and this homeowner's particular lease began in the year 1967. It's what's referred to as a lifetime lease. And whenever that home is sold or the home passes through an estate, the lease automatically terminates. We've historically acquired those homes and then removed them and replaced them with modern homes.
Okay, so at some point you intend to remove one of these, replace it, and when you do that that time, then you would bring it into compliance?
That's correct, yes, sir.
Okay, all right, I understand, thank you.
Mr. Sharp? Been any complaints about this shed's location?
None that have been brought to my attention, no, sir.
One of the things that when we do get separation distance variances from time to time is we typically get a survey that shows the entirety of the lot where the home is located. This one appears to, it's difficult to see where these properties' boundary lines are. But it also is helpful to see where it is in relation to the other properties. Now, I know that you have submitted this photograph with lot 465, and there's some tape measurements that you've got there. But it doesn't necessarily show us where 465 is in relation to this, and if that shed could potentially be moved away from 468 in such a way that it would comply. Is there another survey out there that you have of this property that would show that whole picture?
There's not another survey of this particular situation. We did evaluate picking up the shed and then pushing it further back, which would be
to the rear of the lot.
To the rear of the lot. There is some existing underground infrastructure there. Domestic drinking water valves and a water meter pit would need to be relocated. In addition to some underground electric wires. So although physically possible, it's cost prohibitive, and we're hoping that a variance is the solution to this.
I presume that's the reason you wouldn't move it closer to the house either. There appears to be a gap between the existing house and the shed on lot 467.
We don't think that we have enough room to move it closer to the house without disturbing that infrastructure.
Okay. So the infrastructure is between the house and the shed and also to the rear of the shed.
That is correct.
So if it really anywhere you would move it, you're going to be, if not closer to that, probably closer to that carport on the neighboring property. Is that right?
Correct. We had also considered pulling the shed out, but the tree that is between the street and that shed is older than any of us in this room. We'd like to preserve it, and the shed was stick-built on site. It wasn't brought in on a trailer or anything like that.
And are sheds common in Potnets?
Yes, they are.
As I'm guessing that keeps debris and yard, you know, people junking up a yard. Is that the intent?
People need a place to put their lawnmowers and their toys and their Christmas decorations.
Have there been any discussions with a neighbor on 468 about this?
There have not been.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Sir, does this shed have a concrete foundation?
It has concrete piers beneath it, and then the stringers and the beams of the floor system of the shed rest upon the top of that.
Okay, so when you say piers, we're not just talking about concrete blocks laid on the ground.
There are concrete footings placed,
okay,
and then concrete blocks placed on top of those,
okay,
and then the wooden joists on top of that.
Okay, so you have a permanent concrete foundation in place then?
It is,
that's,
yes.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Mr. Davis, also looking at the diagram for 467, 468, your placement of the shed also gives you you put it in the building line, but it also gives you a distance, it appears, for maintenance of that shed between the home and the shed itself. Is that correct? I'm trying to figure out from your scale, but it looks to be a couple feet, a couple 2-3 feet between the shed and the home. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. We'd prefer not to push the shed up directly against the sidewall
so
of the house.
Get in there to maintain.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12903 for Potnett's Homes, LLC, and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12903 for Potnett Homes for the requested variance. I believe that the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and that the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So a vote of 5-0, sir, your case is approved.
Thank you.
Next case.
Case number 12904, J. Kevin Green, Sr. seeks a variance from the front and side yard setback requirements for an existing structure. Sections 115.25, 115.182, and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Greenhurst Farm Road, approximately 1,464.38 feet southeast of Woodyard Road. The 911 address is 11853 Greenhurst Farm Road in Greenwood. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 430, Map 2, Parcel 2. The applicant is seeking a... I think I've lost my spot. Sorry. 1.1-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing non-conforming shed. And I believe it's 0 foot or 40 foot variance from the 40 foot front yard setback requirement. We have one letter of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jay Green, 404 Marks Branch Road, Greenwood.
Swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.